Good morning. How's everyone?
Good. Lexi, you can sit right here on the steps. It's fine. You can sit down right here. Or you want to stay with me? You want to stay with me?
Lexi's going to stay with me, okay? Because I'm going to use her crown as an example. So all of you are wearing a crown just like Lexi. Well, most of you are wearing a crown just like Lexi. But what does this crown remind us of? What does a crown remind us of? What? Okay, I perfectly understand that, Vince. Very good. Vince said it reminds him of a king. And you're right, Vince. That's right. It reminds him of a king. So when we think of a king, who do we think of? You should think of God, but most of the world doesn't think of God as king. When the world thinks of a king, what do they think of, Owen? Like the Queen of England, or a king of a nation, or someone who has a lot of money and a lot of power. Yeah, a lot of money. That's what the world thinks. But you know what? An earthly queen or an earthly king will what one day? They will die. One day they will die and they'll have to give up their crown. Now, Lexi, I'm going to give your crown back to you, so don't worry. They have to give up their crown and give it to someone else. And that someone else may waste everything that they have done. This king or queen may be very rich, and the person who takes their place may spend all of their money, and he or she may lead them into war. They may be a very bad king or queen. But today on your crown is something that is printed that is very, very valuable. I want all of you to take off your crown and look at your crown and read with me. And Lexi, you want to read with me? I will give you a crown of life, Revelation 2:10. You see, Jesus is the true king. He doesn't need our money. He doesn't need money. What Jesus wants from us, wait a minute, don't put your crown back on until I tell you to. What Jesus wants is for us to confess, as we've just confessed, that he is the Lord. If a person can't say Jesus is God, that's a problem, because they're not confessing God. They may say they believe in God, but if they can't say, I believe in Jesus as my Lord, they don't believe in God. They believe in a different kind of God, a God that will not save them. Very good. A God that will not save them. So Jesus tells us that as we remain faithful, on the great last day, he will give us a crown. And the crown that he gives us, hold the crown above your head. The crown that he will place on our heads will be a crown of life. He gives to us a crown of life. It's a free gift. He freely puts this crown on our head. Put the crown on your head. Jesus has just put the crown of life on you. This is a free gift that he gives to each and every one of us. And this crown will never be taken from you. It won't be given to someone else. This crown will never rust away. It'll never tarnish. It'll never be torn up or thrown into the trash. This crown is eternal, because it's the eternal God who gives you life everlasting. Thanks be to Jesus. So therefore, let us fold our hands and we'll pray with Lexi as we pray together. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my King, the true King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. For in you, Lord Jesus, there is life and there is salvation, and only in you can I come to heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me the crown of life that you, O Lord, that you keep in heaven right now. For I believe that that crown is mine and that you will give it to me freely. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.